We have two topics today on The Point: youth mentoring and pets. A little later, veterinary surgeon and author Nick Trout joins us here in the studio to talk about animals that we keep. But first, we discuss youth mentoring programs. Research into programs that pair a child one-on-one with an adult has shown that these mentoring programs have a positive impact on kids. Despite this, many parents are hesitant to enroll their children in mentoring programs. In a few minutes, we'll talk with a parent who enrolled her child in a youth mentoring program with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod. But first, Hadley Luddy, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands, joins us. Good morning, Hadley.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And we're going to be talking youth mentoring. And if you'd like to be part of the discussion today, give us a call, 866-999-4626, 866-999-4626, or email thepoint at capeandislands.org. So research has shown one-to-one youth mentoring programs has positive impacts on mentees in numerous areas. Tell us about this research and what the takeaway is here.
Sure. What we know is that kids who have big brothers and big sisters are more likely to stay in school, they're more self-confident, and they make better choices.
And what do you think some of the reasons are?
Well, I think that children at risk in particular who are paired up with a caring, responsible adult who spends a couple of hours a few times each month with them really goes a long way in helping them feel more confident about themselves and look at just different choices and options in life. And we find that adult littles will come back to us over and over again and tell us about the fact that that caring adult role model really inspired them to think sort of outside of their existing world for other opportunities and chances in life.
How do the programs work generally? How does it work?
So we have two types of programs. The majority of the kids that we pair are matched through what's called a community-based mentoring program. So we are pairing girls with women and men with boys and bringing kids into the program between the ages of 7 and 12 and pairing them with an adult who spends a couple of hours a few times each month in the community, participating in activities, going to different events, going to different functions, and really just spending time together. Then we also have another program, which is a site-based program, and we have a couple of different locations where we're matching kids in a more structured setting based at a site where volunteers and children are getting together once a week in most cases.
Yeah, I want to talk more about that, but first let's talk about Barnstable and Dukes County, and there are really some factors that put our youth here at a higher risk than some of the other locations around the Commonwealth.
Absolutely. Well, we know that really our poverty rates and our juvenile crime rates are some of the highest in the Commonwealth, which has us really increasingly concerned about the fact that there are thousands of kids who could benefit from our program as well as so many other programs, and really has us at Big Brothers Big Sisters focused on serving more children, in fact, doubling the number of kids that we're currently serving to have more impact on those particular risks.
That's the goal, to double the number?
It is.
What's the number now?
So right now we're serving about 250 children, and we hope to be serving at least 400 children, if not more, by 2018.
And it's all across the Cape, from Plymouth to Provincetown?
We are serving children from really born to Truro at this point. We're not actually currently matching children in Provincetown, but certainly hope to.
There's not many there.
Right. There aren't too many at this point.
Yeah.
And also in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Yeah, programs like Big Brothers Big Sisters can have a real positive impact on kids considered on the fringe, right? Mm-hmm. So those coming from single-parent homes, or if there are issues of drug abuse or incarceration within the family, those are obvious. But there are those aren't the only kids, right, who can benefit from these programs.
That's right. There are kids in all sorts of life circumstances who, for whatever reason, whether it's a guidance counselor or a parent or a guardian, or in some cases on the Cape, we see a lot of grandparents raising grandchildren.
Sure.
And they decide it's really a great opportunity to see their young person paired up with a mentor who can spend some time with them.
We're talking about mentoring programs, and Hadley Luddy, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands, is here in our Woods Hole studio. Joining us on the phone from her home in Truro is Cammy Keene. She enrolled her son in Big Brothers Big Sisters a year ago. Good morning, Cammy.
Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for joining us, Cammy. So your son, Asa, has been paired with his big brother, David, for more than a year. Tell us, why'd you decide to look into this program?
Well, I can tell you a little bit of history. My husband died a few years ago, and he himself had been in elementary education all his life. He had retired and was in real estate. But I had I'm surrounded by females. I have a large extended family. Most of us are women, and most of my friends are females, and I really wanted Asa to have a male role model that he could spend regular time with. So that's why I initially called.
And before signing Asa up, did you have any concerns or hesitations?
I actually thought about it for a sort of a long time in the back of my mind, and then I'm not sure exactly what sort of pushed me into the actually doing it, but I didn't really have hesitations. It's just sort of I never got around to it. But I can tell you that now that we have Asa paired up with David, that I would tell other parents that if they feel hesitant, that if they go ahead and do it, they will realize there was no reason to be hesitant.
Hadley, do you sometimes hear from parents who were hesitant to enroll their child, and what kind of is behind that?
We do hear from parents that are hesitant. I think to some degree, there's always the question of, you know, is there something wrong with my parenting? Is someone saying that I'm not an adequate parent for the reason that, you know, my child then needs a big brother, a big sister? And that is absolutely not the case. So that's one of the first things we really like to talk to families about. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, also there's some degree of concern. We live in a rural community, right? And so volunteers are taking children out into the community to different activities. And I think some of the isolation at times can actually be a factor for parents who may be a bit hesitant, particularly in cases where children are more sheltered and less likely to be out regularly participating in community activities. There's just sort of an instinctive concern there. So we do a lot to talk to families about that.
Yeah. How do you assure a parent that their kid's going to be safe in the hands of someone they don't really know?
Right. So we talk about the fact that we have a very thorough screening process of our volunteers. It's not just criminal background checks. It's not just driver's record checks, but it's really extensive conversations, really involving several hours at first, where we are assessing volunteers and talking with them at length about why they'd like to be in our program, the type of child they think they can work with. We do a lot of work really looking thoroughly at both the volunteer and their background, including getting professional and personal references on top of doing all of the background checks. And then equally so working with families like Cammie's family to sit down and get a lot more information than I think a lot of parents think we might at first to enroll a child.
Cammie,
and I can actually say that when I signed up, Lisa came to my home before anything happened and just sat down and we chatted, and she was probably here an hour at least, but she told me about David, and I couldn't believe the amount of detail that they had asked him and that they knew about him and were willing to share with me. So by the time she left, I felt completely safe. I felt like no one could have approved him more thoroughly than Big Brother, Big Sister, and that was pretty key for me.
Oh, sure. And what was that initial meeting like between David and Asa?
Very, very relaxed. Lisa is just very down to earth and friendly, and I felt like I was just an old friend sitting here. We had coffee and just chatted, so it was very pleasant, a positive experience. And then, you know, after I said, yeah, it sounds like David would be a great match for Asa, then David came and we met before anything happened.
How about when David and Asa met?
And they were fine. Asa's a very outgoing young man. He started chatting with him, you know, immediately. So, and as they just actually celebrated their one-year anniversary.
Oh, what are their ages? How old's David? How old's Asa?
Asa is 11. And David, I believe, is in his early 60s. He's a retired school teacher from New York City. I'm not sure it's New York City, but it's New York, and which is kind of cool because Asa's dad was also a school teacher.
Oh, that's nice. Tell me, how do you describe the relationship? What do they do together?
They've done a lot of different things. They've done a number of off-Cape outings, which is great for Asa because, you know, we live out in Truro and it's hard to get over the bridge sometimes. But the other things they've done are very simple, like, you know, going out for lunch and mini golf. They've had pizza and gone to a movie. I think they've gone bowling and tennis and swimming at Willie's gym.
How often do they get together?
About every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And David's very consistent about calling and making dates and, you know, giving us plenty of lead time and so forth.
Does he have any other young people that he mentors?
I don't think so.
Hadley, what are some of the other activities that Big Brother, Big Sisters, the littles, I guess you call them littles?
That's right. So we call them littles and
nice.
Bigs.
Yeah.
Yes. So we support our local matches by sending out a monthly calendar of all free and community-based activities that are available for people to participate in. I think it's actually really important to stress, because this comes up as well with volunteers who are inquiring about getting involved with our program, that we really want people to go out and do things like throw a football with a kid, mm-hmm. take a walk, go on a bike ride, do things like go to Willie's Gym, where we have a partnership where little brothers and little sisters can go for free, and take advantage of some of those partnerships and community-based activities to help a child just experience more in life, and also not to have a burden on our volunteers who are not expected to spend a lot of money on kids as part of this program.
Cammie, how has David, you know, having David around as a big brother kind of impacted Ace's life? Is it more than just doing things together? Is there a trust there, someone you could talk to?
Absolutely. I would say that it's been a wonderful, positive experience for Asa. He and David get along great. David is a really good person to be around Asa because he's just calm and gentle and kind. He has a great sense of humor, and so I think the other thing that happens is that it broadens Ace's perspective. Mm-hmm. Living out on the Cape, sometimes that can be hard to make sure they, you know, meet enough different people and go different places. And then also a big thing, I think, is that it gives Ace some independence from being with Mom, with me. So he can go off with his big brother David, and they're having guy time, and I'm not there, you know, nagging him to do this or that or the other thing. So it gives him that independence, and all of that, I think, leads to more self-confidence.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about youth mentoring with my guests, Hadley Luddy, the executive director of the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands, and Cammie Keene. She enrolled her son in Big Brothers Big Sisters, so we'll be back. We're talking about youth mentoring here on The Point on WCAI. And on the phone is Cammie Keene. She enrolled her son in Big Brothers Big Sisters. And here in our Woods Hole studio is Hadley Luddy, the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands. Asa and David have the more traditional Big Brothers Big Sisters relationship. David comes to collect Asa and they go off together. But you've recently added two site-based programs in Hyannis and Bourne. Tell us more about those programs and why you initiated them.
Right. So we're really excited about these two new programs. We started a program at Hyannis West Elementary in the fall and worked with Cape Cod Community College to recruit college students to be paired up with children in the second and third grades at Hyannis West. And we've also now included community members from local businesses like Shepley Wood Products. So we have individuals and students who are going over once a week to have lunch with a child at Hyannis West Elementary. Mm-hmm. And it's been a terrific program. We've matched 11 children. The majority of the matches there are male matches, which is really great for us. And I know we'll touch upon that in terms of the need for male volunteers. But we're thrilled to see that program underway and really see that it will grow, we hope, significantly in the fall. We've also launched a program now with Mass Maritime Academy. This is something that we've been working on for a long time because it's the only four-year institution on the Cape, and we really wanted to find a way to pair cadets with local children. So we're working with the Bourne Public Schools, and kids are bused over once a week to Mass Maritime Academy, where they spend 2 hours every week with their big brother or big sister on that fabulous campus. And we're just thrilled to see that partnership underway. And it's brought a lot of smiles to a lot of little's faces.
Is it easier to get both volunteers and children involved in a site-based program versus the more traditional programs?
It depends. It can be.
Yeah.
I think in this particular case, in particular with Mass Maritime, we were thrilled to be able to actually work with boys who were on our waiting list. We've had far too many boys that we've actually been turning away in the Upper Cape communities because we have such a shortage of big brothers that we felt great about being able to pair such a significant number, really 80% of the kids in that program are male. And so being able to pair those young men with cadets at Mass Maritime really made a huge difference.
Hmm. Let's talk about that some more, some of the challenges you face. Who do you need? What do you need? Do you need more male mentors? Is that primarily?
That is our primary and consistent need. We are always looking for male volunteers to call us and to consider becoming a volunteer and a mentor with our program. So I really, continue to and give a shout out today to guys out there to think about picking up the phone and calling us at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands or looking us up on Facebook. We have a Cape and Islands Facebook page that we really hope people will reach out to us on. And while we're enrolling male volunteers, we are also currently enrolling girls in our program. And so I'm hoping lots of moms and dads and guardians out there are listening today and will listen to what Cammie's saying about what it's been like to be a parent in our program. And we hope you'll give us a call if you know a girl between the ages of 7 and 12 who could benefit from having a wonderful big sister.
Cammie Keene is on the phone. She enrolled her son in Big Brothers Big Sisters. She's joining us from her home in Truro. Cammie, do you share with other parents or people in your community what's happening with Big Brothers Big Sisters and ASA? And if you do, what's their reaction?
I do share. And actually, the reaction across the board, people just say, oh, that is fabulous. That's wonderful. So I've been listening, and I know that they that you're trying to enroll more kids on this end, and so I'm trying to spread the word, and just I can't see any reason if the parent thinks it might be a good idea for their kid to do this. There's absolutely no reason to not give it a try.
That was going to be my next question. What would you say to someone who is reluctant to enroll? And I guess you would say that there's no reason not to.
Yeah, everything for us has been completely positive. And, you know, on top of it, David, you know, has become a really nice acquaintance of our whole family. So,
oh, that's great.
You know, there's it's all good.
If I can just add one thing, I think we can always think about in our own lives, whether it was a formal mentoring relationship or not, we all need people to spend time with us that ultimately help us become who we are in life and hopefully successful. So I just think, for what it's worth, it's really important to think about, just like Cammie's saying, that extra adult, that extra person that's making ASA feel important and special will ultimately really have impact on his life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Are there age ranges that you accept as mentors?
So our age range on the Cape and Islands really is between 18 and I would say that high 70s. So we have a big range of volunteers that come on board. As Cammie said, you know, David is in his early 60s. I would say the majority of our volunteers are actually over the age of 40 on the Cape because of our demographics. Mm-hmm. And we've got a lot of great retirees who bring incredible things to the table to offer kids. So I actually really encourage guys to call us who may be retired now, actually haven't thought of themselves as a candidate as being a big brother, possibly because of their age, to actually pick up the phone and give us a call.
I have several members of my family who males who are in that retirement age, and they look for things to do. They want to stay busy. I mean, people are staying healthy so much longer and want to be out there. Maybe they didn't necessarily want to retire when they did.
Right.
And it's a shame that you're turning boys away because you can't find older males who want to be mentors. And I know that people are listening that would be a way to contribute to your community in a really valuable.
Absolutely. It's a couple of hours,
actually,
a few times each month.
To add to that, when I do mention that David is in his early 60s, people are surprised, and that sort of like the preconception is that you need to be in your 20s to be a big brother. And people are surprised that someone at that age is allowed to be a big brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, I certainly see value in having a male of any age, for certainly someone who's 11, 12 years old. You don't have a father figure right there in the house.
Absolutely.
To be able to talk to another guy at that age, I think, is so important.
Exactly.
More patience and more experience.
Are there certain towns? Right. Let's hope.
It's looking on the upside, right.
Are there certain towns or regions where Big Brothers Big Sisters is most in need for mentors?
So in terms of our need for big brothers, we consistently have a critical need for big brothers in the mid and upper Cape communities. So again, you know, big shout out to guys in those areas and on Martha's Vineyard to give us a call. And in terms of our need for children, we are enrolling girls across Cape Cod and on Martha's Vineyard. So I also really encourage parents, guardians, and others to think about reaching out to us after this program, finding us on Facebook, giving us a call at our office, and letting us know if maybe you know a girl between the ages of 7 and 12 who could benefit.
So that's the best way to get hold of you, give you a call, a website, any other information that you want to put out there?
Sure. So you can Google us and just type in Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Islands, and you'll find our Facebook page, website, and you can call us at 508-771-5150.
Okay, I want to thank my guests. Cami Keene joined us on the phone. She enrolled her son in Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's been just a wonderful thing for that family, right, Cami?
Absolutely. Yes, it has been.
It was great to hear your story. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it was our pleasure to have you. Hadley Luddy is here. She's the executive director of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cape Cod and the Island. Thank you so much for being here, Hadley.
Thanks for having us.
It was a good discussion. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Nick Trout joins us. He's a veterinary surgeon who's written several books about his role as a lead surgeon at Angel Medical Center in Boston. He's also penned two books about a fictional veterinarian in a small practice in Vermont, so you want to stick around for that.